it basically what he was saying was it's a kind of a situation of not whether but which. So you may be thinking, well, I just don't care, I can be neutral, but there is no neutrality. And so if you're not actively thinking God's thoughts after him and developing your Christian worldview, something else is, whether you realize it or not, something else is shaping that. And so if you're not setting the stage for beauty, for the biblical type of self-expression within your home, for using common sense, for using logic, something else is shaping you and something else is shaping your kids.
I'm Miss Hannah Stug at Q. Pray tell me, sir, whose dog are you?
Exactly.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the final Hot Topic October. This month has flown by.
It really has.
In so many ways. Yeah. But,
Much like this year.
Yeah, it's the final one.
Mm-hmm.
Which we will also give a little, I don't know, question at the very end of this hot topic, so listen in to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, fun question.
Yep. All right, so Lydia, what is the final hot topic for Hot Topic October?
AI and bad decorating.
Explain.
Okay, so you may be wondering how in the world those two things tie together. Mm-hmm. Very wonderfully, actually. Wonderfully in a bad way, though. We'll start. The problem actually is the same for both of them. So basically, through technology today, so AI, and through things such as Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, so many blogs out there, they're both wonderful tools that can be used in a wonderful way. I'm not opposed to using, I'm not like no AI at all. It's actually pretty hard to avoid, as we found out through editing software. As we've been doing the podcast. So it's very hard to avoid. It's very integrated into so many aspects of our lives. So I'm not saying no AI whatsoever. I think there's a proper place for it. It's a tool that can be used for good or for evil. But I think a lot of people are using it incorrectly. And same with social media. So they're using it in a way that causes them to be lazy mentally. So, you know, why put in all the effort when there's so many ads now that, like, okay, AI can be your editor. They can write your paper for you if you simply give it an idea.
Mm-hmm.
So just not doing the mental work of actually thinking clearly and using logic. And so mentally we're just drained as a culture.
Like, even, I don't know if you've seen, like, on Instagram, if you go to write a post, you can have it rewrite it for you.
Or I had one, this sweet friend sent me, we were messaging about something important through social media that we needed to take care of. And it was like three very short messages from her. And it said, use AI to summarize.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but it's three short messages. If I can't think through this, I'm doomed.
You don't understand the attention span, Lydia, of nowadays with kids our age and younger. Their attention span is this big. It's like very short.
It was maybe like five sentences or six sentences between them all. Anyway,
it's very sad.
So that, and then two with the decorating. People are taking these blogs, social media, and then even, I guess in some senses, AI as well. And they're copy-pasting, they're wholesale adopting trends. So much like the Joanna Gaines trend. I don't know if that, I think it's still a thing, but it was a way big thing a few years ago where every house looked like Joanna Gaines threw up in it. That was the Hobby Lobby trend. That was what, everything was being pushed like a Joanna Gaines look. And nothing was like, there was very little personality in homes, diversity, like the good sense of diversity, like we talked about in our last episode within Christian circles. And it was, there was no like, this is so-and-so's home, this is so-and-so's style. It was just like a widespread copy paste of this one idea.
And AI isn't the reason why it ties into AI, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what you're saying, is because now we're allowing now AI to dictate what kind of art we have, what kind of decorations do we all use. And now it's like, it is going to mass produce very efficiently one type of decorating style, to where now everyone adopts the same thing and it all looks the same. And you're allowing something like AI, like people used for AI, to now dictate how you decorate.
We were listening actually to a talk on this by Rebecca Mergel, and she was talking about how wonderfully America can mass produce things, even mass produce things like the homesteading movement, which in and of itself is not just evil. There are bad things about it, but it's not like if you do the homesteading thing, you're evil. It's just what's your motivation behind it. And so, but we're very good at mass producing things, but we're really, I have a problem with between the AI and the decorating, just adopting wholesale these trends and ideas, is that it's producing the same, it's trying to produce the same kind of person, the same kind of thought. So really, even in our editing software, there's a couple of things that have popped up that I'm like, okay, but this characteristic of what they're pushing now with AI, what type of propaganda are they trying to get us all on track with? What type of personality are they pushing in people? What kind of ideas? And so that's what I have a big problem with.
Well, because you're not training yourself to actually do the work. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not training yourself to think and to use that muscle, use your brain. And it's just, it's quote unquote easier to use AI or to use like, or to just look at a Pinterest photo and copy paste it into your home. But the problem with that is that we're not actually searching to bless our families and bless our homes. And, we're not actually doing what God called us as women to do, which is to, take what he has given us, take the resources, take the tools, and take the people that he's placed us with and translate their desires, combined with our desires into this beautiful new creation. And it's something that only you can do. Mm-hmm. Like only you can, create a home for the person that the Lord blessed you with in such a way to where it would actually bless your husband or it would bless your, family or whoever you're with. If you're, you know, a college student living in your dorm, you know, wherever, the Lord placed you in that specific area because he wanted you to have that task of beautifying your spot, that spot. And if we just, how sad would it be if, you know, it's like your decorating skills only go so far as like, well, I mimicked someone else's idea. Like I imitated, you know what I mean? And it's like that quote where, imitation is the highest form of flattery that mediocrity can pay to greatness.
I'll see what that last half gets left off a lot,
but it's just like, we don't want mediocre women.
Right.
Like we're trying to do something. We're trying to build a culture. And that culture looks like homes that our husbands love to be in. They look like havens that are decorated in such a way to where they just cannot wait to get home. And they love the smells of home. And they like, it's a place that is easily identifiable. Like as soon as you walk in, it's like, this is, you know, like for us, it'd be like, this is the Edmonds home. Like if I saw this, like this is the Edmonds home.
Or the smell that is associated with their house always smells like bread or cookies or this one candle that I know their family loves.
Yep. And it's like, and you know, it's like, okay. And then if you look at your home and it's like, we all went and got things from Kirkland's or from wherever, Hobby Lobby. And that's where we all got our decor. Not that it's bad to go get your decor from there, but it's like, if we all just went and got our decor from there, they'd all look the same.
Yeah.
But if we actually tried to bless our family with our decor, it's like, oh, I went to England and I picked this sconce up and then I brought it back home. And you know, that's that where that sconce came from. Or, you know, I went to wherever I went to
a thrift store.
Yeah. Or it's like, you know, just looking at what you've, God's been given you and the different stories that it ties to. And it's like, no, we have this specific house because, well, I mean, even for us, like, well, one of the things we're looking at, it's like, no, we have this amazing coffee table from a friend that, built it for us and put it on wheels. So it's easily movable around the house and we can just put it wherever we need to serve. And it's like, no one else has that because it's like, that was a gift given to us and that has made our home what it is.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing is like, I know we've talked about this before, but it is very, very important that we women are natural born translators. So you're supposed to take your taste, your family's taste, and then glorify that. And it's, I think that's what we're lacking. Like when you use AI to help you write your paper or when you're just copy pasting Joanna Gaines' style, that's specific to her and specific to her area. But then if you're just adopting that wholesale, there's very little personality or the biblical type of self-expression within our homes in America. And you can walk in and there's no appeal. It's just like you copied this and this is not, do you, like, do you understand that your kids are walking in and they don't actually have a haven? They don't actually have a home because you just adopted some style that was trendy at the time.
Yeah. I have a really quick quote.
Mm-hmm.
I came prepared today. Okay, let me get it. I was reading this just this morning, actually, from Popes and Feminists by Elise Krepichits.
Nice.
So the context, I'm going to give a little bit of the context, but it's kind of irrelevant to what I'm actually going to read. It's talking about the what the Catholic Church believed was women's roles and how they viewed women during the time, and how then what was the reformers' idea of what women were for. And it's kind of like a contrast comparison.
Oh, neat. All right.
But at the very end, she says something really important about women and their task at home. And I think this is very relevant, and this will push me off into a different point.
Okay. So, go for it.
Or springboard me off into a different point. So she's talking about Luther, and he said, Luther chastised those men who did not honor their wives, who deserted them, refused to support them, and scorned their sex. In doing so, they despised God's work. So here's the quote that I actually want you to hear.
Okay.
Quote, not only is a house built through wives by procreation and other services that are necessary in a household, he wrote, but the husbands themselves are built through them, because wives are, as it were, a nest and a dwelling place where husbands can go to spend their time and dwell with joy.
Oh, I love that.
And so what me and Lydia are trying to say here is, is your home, have you created it to where it's a place where you or your husband or your kids or whoever's in your house can dwell with joy?
Yeah.
Like, even if it's just you, is it a house that you like being in? Well, is it a place, like, have you made it a place where you can rejuvenate and refresh from the cultural battle? Like, is it actually a haven?
Yes. And I think it's so important to think, to remember that how much a home shapes people, because like you are developing a worldview. Mm-hmm. You're continuing to develop your own worldview for whatever stage you're in, but you're also, if you have children, you're developing their worldview as well. So what they, you're setting the stage for beauty, joy, truth, love. And so it's the training ground for the rest of their life, basically. And so you can, it does need to be a haven, and it does need to be a place where your husband can be rejuvenated, but then also it's a safe space for your kids. But then also you need to have those biblical standards of beauty, because I was listening to a lecture by Bonson.
Okay.
I was talking about developing a biblical worldview. It was very great. I would highly recommend everyone going to listen to it. It was amazing. And we'll leave a link for it below, but it, basically what he was saying was it's a kind of a situation of not whether but which. So you you may be thinking, well, I just don't care, I can be neutral, but there is no neutrality. And so if you're not actively developing and thinking God's thoughts after him and developing your Christian worldview, something else is, whether you realize it or not, something else is shaping that. And so if you're not setting the stage for beauty, for the biblical type of self-expression within your home, for using common sense, for using logic, something else is shaping you and something else is shaping your kids.
I'm Miss Hannah's dog at Q. Pray tell me, sir, whose dog are you?
Exactly.
I just, along with that, I think that's exactly right. And we've talked about before on the podcast, and even I know Christine Cohen has touched on it. And then with an upcoming interview that is next week. No, it's Monday. This coming Monday. We'll get into something else about this. But your theology does come out your fingertips. And so, like you're saying, it's, you are adopting some ideology and it is getting fleshed out, regardless of what you're, whether you think it is or not, regardless of what you, if you can call it neutral all you want, but it is, you are fleshing some ideology out.
Yeah.
Some religion that you have, it is getting fleshed out. And I think,
or someone else's, if you're just adopting things.
Yes. But I think, like, and you can tell that when you go into someone's home, because the difference, it's not actually, if we had to pin it, it's not actually about the physical decor.
Correct.
And this is why it's so bad then to use something like AI. The problem with it in adopting these ideas wholesale is that actually the condition of your soul is getting fleshed out. So like And we can see that even in our clothing. You know, you see a girl with all black clothes, jet black hair, dark, maybe even purple makeup, nose ring, you know what I mean? And you're like very gothic and you're like, okay, well, that girl has a really sad soul. You can tell she is a dark individual because of the clothes that she wears. And that's just a fact. I mean, you can contradict it if you want, but that's just a fact of life. Your clothes communicate something about you. And I think that's the same thing about your home, is that it communicates something about you. You walk into a home and it's all neutral. It's all LED lights. It's, you know, silver, whatever, it's, you know, cold. Very cold. And so you're like, your soul is cold. Like, you don't have, you're not portraying the light of Christ. The light of Christ is not in you because it's like your home is clearly reflecting that. I don't feel welcome when I come into your home. Like when I step in, I don't feel welcome. And we've walked into many homes that, you know, they weren't the nicest homes in the world. But it was one of the most comfortable places we've walked into and sat down to have a meal because the people were very warm, like, and their house reflect that. Like, it was a very warm and welcoming home. You could tell that the joy of Christ was present there, and it was just very inviting. And that's what we're saying is, like, do your husband and do your kids think that your home and the guests that come, do they think that it's warm and inviting, and do they feel the joy of Christ there?
Yeah. And that's the biggest thing I definitely want to communicate. It doesn't, we're not talking about in the sense of like what makes a home a haven is thousands of dollars worth of money in decorations, because you're right. There have been people we've known or maybe heard stories about where it's like from our parents that it's like, they obviously didn't have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. There wasn't much that you could like to see. Like it wasn't like, oh wow, look at that amazing painting. But you could tell that they fleshed out in their home what was important to them, what was important to their family. Mm-hmm. And there was a sense of hominess about it, that what they laid before me was their best. And this was an amazing home to go into because of that. It was the environment that was created and the heart behind it.
Yep.
And you can definitely tell that versus like, you know, maybe your husband didn't want a picture of a cow on your wall with flowers in it, you know, like,
yeah,
how neat is it to think that each woman or daughter gets to take what she's been given and like, all right, this style is specific to my family. Although there may be similarities like between you and us, I do expect though that there are going to be differences, and I know that there are differences even in how we decorate. We could be given the same decor items, the same budget, the same whatever, and we're probably going to do something fairly different. There may be some similarities, but even though we come from the same family, it's going to be fleshed out different according to perhaps who you marry or your personality and my personality. And that's beautiful.
Or where you go, like your location is also very big. It's like, because, you know, I may decorate differently here where we are versus someone who's decorating in Spain.
Correct. Yep.
Depending on, you know, what's available to us, the culture, you know, we realize that America is very different and we are very blessed and we have very nice homes. And so I'm going to be decorating differently, but you can have the same feeling going into either place if they have really thought through and put the work in of studying their husband, of studying their kids, of really trying to communicate the love of Christ in how they have decorated their home.
Yeah. And even just the atmosphere of like, going back to what we were talking about before in our previous episode too, of, okay, so you may not have a lot of money, but are you making your home a place people want to be because of the, once again, the environment you've created? Don't be so prideful that it's like, well, so-and-so has a much nicer house than I do. I don't have the funds with which to do that right now. Or like to fully decorate my house how I want to. It's like, okay, work with what you've been given and be fruitful in that. Like, and you can tell once again, when someone has done their best with what they've been given. So go about creating a wonderful environment, because that ultimately is, that environment of the home is what's going to be the biggest culture shaper to your children.
Yep. Yeah. Because then it's going to create a deep loyalty and a love for your house. Like, mom's commented before of like when she might be making dinner or something, or when one of us might be making dinner and then the boys walk in and then they immediately is like, oh, the smell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, it smells so good in here. And it's like, that's what you want to hear. Like, you want to create a home where, your family loves to be there, and it will, like Rebecca Merkel says, it will create loyalties that run deep.
Mm-hmm.
And, it really does foster a love and a joy in the home, because ultimately it is the place. Like, if you're wondering what a home is for, it's like what we read with the Martin Luther quote. It's like, it is, designed to create a joyful haven to where people can retreat to and rejuvenate and rest before they head back out to the battle.
Yeah. 'Cause we're going to talk about this in an upcoming episode, but we are fighting there is a culture war going on. We are all the time in the midst of a battle, and soldiers have to be refreshed somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not actively trying to figure out what is going to bless your people the most, your soldiers are not going to be rejuvenated to go back out and give their all.
Yep. And I think that's really funny too, just on a side note, my mind went off on a rabbit trail, that was Martin Luther saying that, because it was like, wasn't he the person that they said that going to his house was a full on experience?
Yes. Yeah.
Was a really joyful, fun, delightful experience. Yeah, and I just love that.
Amazing at hospitality.
Yeah. But, you know, it just makes you wonder, clearly they wouldn't have been as blessed then by the technology and the goods that we have now. And so it just makes you wonder, like, what kind of it had to have been their personality and their overall, like, welcomeness.
Oh, like the attitude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In their home. Because that's just, that would be so fun if that was said
of
my home in the future. It was like, no, going, you have you been to that person's house? That is an experience.
Yeah.
Like, we felt really so cool. Loved. We didn't want to leave.
That would be really fun. And I think it's important some of the arguments that could be launched against us with this one would be like, okay, that's great that you think that, but I am not good at decorating. I'm not good. I didn't
know. No. Stop. I'm just going to say, you can't say that.
No, I don't. Yes, that's where I'm
going. No one can say that.
You said that. Or you know, maybe you had a great education, but I wasn't given that. And like Esther said, we as women, anyone across the board, but obviously this is a podcast for women, so I'm talking to women here, of all ages, you do not get to say that you are not good at something or that you can't do something. Now, when I say can't do something, you obviously can't lift the same amount of weight that a man could. So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about in terms of
something that women should inherently get good at.
Correct.
So or not inherently, but they should get good at.
A skill.
Even if they're not, they should develop that.
Yes. Yeah, so you're not allowed to say that because it's maybe harder for you than it is for someone else, that you're not, you're allowed to copy paste these ideas because it's harder for you. So you may have to work a little harder, but goodness gracious, the reward of that is going to be amazing.
Oh yeah.
If you're willing to put the work in and figure out what would bless your people,
mm-hmm.
And you may have to work a little harder. Maybe your husband cannot communicate it to you. He's really trying, but he cannot say, he just knows he doesn't like it, but maybe he doesn't know why yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, work a little harder, figure it out, try something else and get good at blessing your people in all areas. You need to be able to think clearly, to use common sense, to use logic,
mm-hmm.
and to not just adopt wholesale what the world is offering you. You need to have a biblical worldview in place through which you filter everything that is thrown your way
and
everything that you do.
Mm-hmm. And that may mean, like, you know, if someone's husband loves books, like Noah's wife is going to be decorating with books. That's just going to be what that's going to be, you know? And it's like, and if you have a house that's just full of bookshelves, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful way to decorate, is with books. And especially if that is something that your husband loves. Now, we're not saying that just do everything your husband loves, because obviously, you and your husband are married now. And so you shouldn't just leave him just decorate how he would like only, because that would be weird and that would be wrong. And it would look like, you know, the husband is just content with
the feminine touch the feminine touch can be a glorious thing when done as a glorification of what your family likes.
Yes. Yes. And so, obviously you need to translate what he likes and then, flesh it out with your own style as well. Like, take what he likes, translate it in a way where it's now in addition to your style. And I think if we as women decided to do that instead of just like lazily just scroll on Pinterest and see the newest trend and then copy paste that completely, then we would create a timeless classic style for our families without even thinking that that's what we're doing.
And we're not saying that using Pinterest is bad. We're not saying that blogs are bad, that, you know, using these as tools,
using
is a
Instagram
bad thing.
Accounts.
Yes. Take it, gather inspiration, but you should not just say like, okay, I'm going to make everything exactly the same as I see it in this photo.
Yeah. No, because that was done for clicks.
Yeah.
That's not actually, and you can tell too that there are just some photos that you see and you're just like, no man lives there.
Yeah.
Like I can just tell, like the floral, like I saw this one, and again, no one take offense to this. I'll try not to offend you and you try not to get offended. Oh, yeah. but I saw this one where it was supposed to be, I guess it's like garden party. Okay. For guys, I guess, or for no. Yeah, it was supposed to be like they decided, this family or whatever decided to have an outdoor dinner. I don't know. The table was outside on the grass, which I don't get.
Okay.
Table's outside on the grass. And there was a linen blend baby blue.
No.
Tablecloth.
No.
That had frays on the end. Like it was supposed to be, I guess, like old. And they had candlesticks on it with baby blue bows.
No.
I don't want to say it was velvet bows. And pink.
No.
Yes. But it wasn't like a baby shower, which would make sense, right? If it's a baby shower and it's all females.
Sounds like you're describing a baby shower.
No. It was not a baby shower. This was like a dinner.
For like men and women?
I guess.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, it was so bizarre. I was like, your husband doesn't want baby blue. Everything. And it was a long time ago that I saw this, so maybe it was in the deep recesses of my brain, but
wow.
I remember seeing that and I was just mortified because I was like, your poor husband, I don't think that's what he wants. And you're yeah, it was weird. It's very bizarre.
Okay.
But like, you know, if your house looks like patina just threw up everywhere, the patina style, which I know is a big one, then you're like, that's just, your husband doesn't want dainty flowers in every bucket in the home. That's just pink and pastel. Like, that's just sad.
I think when done right, it is a beautiful classic style. Now, once again, it may not be like, someone may want to use more color than I would like. But I think when someone has really taken what they've been given and used it to bless their people, it turns out into a classic.
Yes.
Classic style.
Because I would also say one of the dangers, though, of adopting wholesale is, I think you touched on this earlier with AI, is what kind of ideology are they trying to feed me underhandedly? And mm-hmm. So, you know, we had the trend of the neutrals, and I think it's still a trend.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But we have the trend of the neutrals, right? And I know that there was a thing where it was like kids wear neutral clothes, you know? And there are some parents out there that gave their kids neutral clothes because they thought they were healthier for them to wear. There are many things I could say about that, but I shall refrain because it'll get us sidetracked. One of the things, though, of where that idea of dressing your kids in neutrals and decorating your house in neutrals is mainly with the kids is no gender.
Yeah.
Like don't decide their sex for them. And so we're going to dress them in neutrals until they're old enough to decide what sex they want to be. And so what does that tell you, though? That color has gender associated with it. Like color has a certain sex associated with it. So like pink, everyone assumes that's for a female.
Right.
You know, like a red, like a bright, you know, Georgia Bulldogs red. That is generally associated with men mm-hmm. or browns or whatever, black. And so there are colors. Colors have a general gender associated with them. And so if you then take that and you remove, and God obviously loves color. I mean, the entire sky is blue. The grass is always green. You know what I mean? Except yeah. in the winter when it dies. But, you know, it's like there's green and blue everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The general canvas of this world is color.
Yep.
It's not neutral. And mm-hmm. so God loves color. And so you have to ask yourself if this trend, if this particular decorating style is asking you to remove what God loves from your home,
mm-hmm.
then there's something that they're ultimately rebelling against the Creator. And so is that something you want to adopt in your home?
Yeah, and that's too good. That's exactly too the problem with AI. Well, underhandedly, and it's something we're having to navigate even through editing software. All right, what propaganda is being pushed here?
Mm-hmm.
They're communicating something to me about this clip mm-hmm. that we want to put out. And so I need to be able to, through a biblical worldview, to say, all right, what are they trying to push here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why did they want to hone in on this?
Yeah.
And that's what's the problem of using it to write your papers. Oftentimes, I feel like something we've discovered, it can soften certain things where it needed to be speak the truth in love, but you have got to go be bold right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can soften certain things. And so that's just important. What, like, with in the decorating as well, why did everyone's homes need to be like this for Christmas in 2023?
Yeah.
Why was this pushed?
Yeah.
So what are they trying to feed me? What are they trying to tell me mm-hmm. and communicate to me through that?
Yep. Yeah. And I just think that we have to be thinking through deeper about our decorating and how we decide to beautify our homes.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimately, again, it is communicating something.
Yeah.
And so your home is telling people something when they walk in. It's telling your husband something when he walks in. You know, if it's all like what we were talking about, if it's like you've got a baby blue, you know, tablescape and it looks like only women reside there, then does your husband feel welcome as a man in your home?
Yeah.
Do your boys feel welcome as men?
Do they walk in and say, I'm so glad to be home?
Yep. Or are they like, oh, wow, someone coming over for a tea party?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But then at the same time, you know, men love it too when there's obviously a feminine touch mm-hmm. in the home. And so it needs to, when you combine the men's taste
yeah.
and the women's taste,
mm-hmm.
And then you flesh that out in your home, it is a really beautiful thing to see because it's a wonderful balance of how you can see God created it to be. Because obviously, men without the woman is not good. Woman without the man is not good. They're supposed to be side by side. And so when you see that fleshed out in a home and you can see that the men and the woman love each other and that they coincide and that they're clearly their relationship is working because their home looks like them. It just, yeah. You see that couple and you're like, when it's done properly, you see that couple and you're like, oh yeah, your home looks just like you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can totally see your home fits you.
Yep.
And that's a beautiful thing. That means she has done her job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think too, it's important to remember for the single young ladies out there as well. You may not, you know, you may be living on your own. Maybe you're not living under your parents' roof anymore. You're not married yet, but you still have the opportunity to be practicing now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I would encourage moms to give their daughters before they move out the opportunity to practice that. Like, okay, here's what we're going to give your room a freshening up and you get to do it. Go mm-hmm. practice. And then wherever you are, I think it's important for the single young ladies to be practicing now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, think about who you're having over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having over this family. How can I decorate the table in a way that blesses them
mm-hmm.
based off of what I see about their personality or what I think is there that they would enjoy? And so it's little ways like that that you can be practicing for hopefully when the Lord provides you with a spouse one day.
Yeah. And I mean, and get good at it. Like when you practice, like develop your skill of painting, develop your skill of sewing, develop your skill of, you know,
flower arranging.
Yeah. Upholstery, like try to get good at these things. So that way, when you do have a home, even if you don't marry somebody that's, you know, wealthy, you can still be a wonderful asset to him in decorating your home. Because I was reading, when I read The Hidden Art of Homemaking, I don't know if you've got to this part yet, but they couldn't afford furniture. And so he went, Francis Schaeffer went dumpster diving and found this chair. And Edith Schaeffer got some scraps from their local leather shop. And she said she made one of the nicest looking chairs that she had ever seen. Just, you know, patched up leather scraps. And she reupholstered that chair. And I think she might have alluded to it, the fact that it was Francis's favorite chair.
Yeah.
And so you're just like, that's what it should be. You know, just work with what you've got, work with what the tools that God has given you. And if you seek to honor your people with that, if you seek to honor God with that by making something beautiful and trying to make it better than how you found it, then God ultimately will honor that.
Yeah. And it's going back to even what we were talking about in the last hot topic, to eat or not to eat, like create a home, create an environment, create a taste that is a reflection of your family, that has fleshed out what they like.
Yep.
And bless your people, like figure out what they like and bless your people.
Yep.
Be shaping their worldview. Biblically.
I've got one more quote to end.
Oh, okay.
This one's on my phone though, so hang on, it'll take me a minute to find it if you want to fill the dead air.
You brought technology to the podcast.
I did.
Just kidding.
It's not AI written, I promise.
Okay, good.
It's actually from Rebecca Merkel.
Ooh, yes.
So if you're actually listening to this podcast, I'm sure you've read this book and heard this quote before, but I'm going to read it anyway as a good reminder.
Okay.
This was actually on my Femina calendar yesterday. No matter what house God has given us, our job is to throw ourselves at it and turn a profit, to work, to run, to build, to glorify, and to transform. If we actually did this, we would discover that we will never really run out of scope.
Mm.
So there you go.
Summed it up perfectly right there.
Endless amount of scope.
There we go. Well, everyone, that was the conclusion of the Hot Topic October series.
I think we should clap. It's like a celebration. Bravo. Celebratory event here.
In light of that, if you have a hot topic that you think, girls, you really should have just talked about this is very important.
Bad job, girls.
yeah. Or, you know, maybe you have a person you think we really need to talk to, they have something that they're really strong on that's a hot topic.
Or if you even want us to continue the hot topics. We wouldn't do it all the time.
Yeah.
But it would be an occasional, like, hey, this is a hot topic. We do plan on continuing the Hot Topic October, where it's just every week in October, there's a big throw up of hot topics that we want to get off our chest and discuss. But if you have one that you want us to talk about leading up to then, if you're like, no, girls, you can't wait, you need to talk about this, let us know. And if that's something you're even interested in,
definitely let us know. And stay tuned for next Monday. So we have an episode coming out this Monday, very fun interview. And then the following Monday, we have another fun episode coming out about why Hot Topic October. So stay tuned for that one. And yeah.
I'm excited for that one. That one would be fun.
Happy Reformation Week, everyone.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And this will come out actually Reformation Day, right?
I believe so.
So happy Reformation Day.
Yeah, there we go.
What joys. We will actually be decorating. Speaking of decorating, we will be decorating by the time this comes out. We will not actually be sitting in these chairs. We will be decorating
for Christmas.
This fireplace will look different.
And if you want to know why in the world we decorate for Christmas on October 31st, go watch the Christmas episode with our parents. They explain everything.
That'll be the video that we link at the end of this video.
So,
yep. And I feel like we have one more announcement. Oh, the we're moving to weekly, right? The podcast will be weekly now. So 1 week will be an interview, and the very next week, that next Monday, will be just me and Lydia. So we are continuing this weekly. The podcast is going to move from bi-weekly to weekly now. The every other will be us, and every other will be an interview. So, yeah, that's exciting.
It is exciting. That'll be fun.
Very exciting stuff.
So.
Yep. Don't forget to subscribe, and we will see you guys later for the next interview that comes out.
Super excited about that one.
Until next time, be that.
Keep it real. next time. That title.
Bye, guys. We're going to edit that out, right?